She's hot as
fuck. Next. Next. Maybe. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Today is a little bit of a different episode because changing the format up a little bit, trying new things. Sienna actually is busy right now, so I brought back my other favorite person to pod with, Mike Figgs.
Happy to be here, Vinny.
What's up, Mike Figgs? You were on the Sierra Miller episode that we did. And
wonderful person. I've been thinking about her ever since.
Ever since?
You've been, she's a doll.
I saw you brought home a piece of the seat with you.
When you guys left, my face went right into her seat. Just, I fell down, just for a quick sniff. No one was here.
She was something special. But yeah, so, you know.
This is a lot of fun, yeah.
This whole pod thing, like, I love it, and I love having guests on, but, you know, you don't always want to have to depend on a guest because it's hard to depend on a guest all the time. So, you know, I want to, like, try different formats out, just, like, fucking around, watching things from the internet, looking at the hot topics of the week, taking some fan questions, even though you guys got to work on your fan questions. A little bit because
why? What's wrong with them? What's wrong with your lovely fans?
I love them, but they just ask me the same exact things for 15 years. And it's not just them. The press asks the same thing for 15 years. So, you know, it's just not like eye catching. If you just like point in the direction of a hot topic of the week, or what are your thoughts on this? Or what are your thoughts on the debate, or this guy's beefing with this guy and Blake Lively is beefing. Did you hear about that thing or no?
Blake Lively.
She was beefing with the co-star because the
Deadpool's
guy,
wife.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds' wife. Yeah.
This is starting out great.
Blake Lively.
We really know what we're talking about.
She's beefing with someone from Deadpool.
Yeah, was beefing with another show because the guy asked her personal trainer how much she weighed so that he can pick her up in a scene. And then I think she made like a big deal out of it. Like, don't ask my weight or something like that. So it was causing like a divide on the internet of like, you know, lighten up or who the fuck knows, you know?
I've been seeing a lot of those kind of things where it's like Travis Scott will walk past somebody, you know, a kid who wants a photo and he's like—
LeBron.
Yeah. LeBron. Oh, like there's always those situations where you really don't know what happened prior.
You need the context.
You know? Yeah.
You need the context. I heard that kid might've thrown out a slur.
Yeah,
you might have went it hard. And in that case, more
Travis
power.
Did the right thing.
It was LeBron.
Oh, you're talking about LeBron's thing.
Yeah, it was LeBron.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you could pull
LeBron.
Those up, you know, like
okay, LeBron, I think I know what you're talking about. Kid. In France, in the Olympics, when he came out of the car. Yes, okay. Weird coincidence because Travis Scott, it happened to him too.
Yeah, but Travis took the picture though. I think I see him.
But he pushed the kid. Like the kid was like, Scott. And he was like, don't touch me. And then he took it real fast and kept it moving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah
this is it.
Congratulations, LeBron.
Stop. Don't do that.
Congratulations, LeBron.
I mean, he better have called him a fucking asshole for him to act
about
like
his hair
that.
Loss. And now you're going to do a quick little Bobby Shmurda?
And now you're doing the fucking Dougie?
What do you think,
Vinny? Stop. Okay, so it's warranted if the kid was a dick, but
yes.
we don't know the context to it. But just shit like this.
You know,
I will say I've seen some disturbing fucking videos of like security punching like little kids in the face. And like, I don't know, like, do they get, who was it?
You're talking about that big guy that hit the guy was like, stop it, like, chill, daddy. And he popped him in his face. Yeah, that dude went flying.
Can we watch that?
That's a classic. Because the girlfriend was screaming at him.
Who was the rapper? It was like,
it was a famous influencer, some kid. They looked like just came from a rave or something.
Was it Jack Dort?
I mean, this kid, he knocked him into a different multiverse, bro. He fucking rocked him. But that was so bad,
but
though.
He didn't say daddy's chill.
Did he go, daddy, chill, daddy?
No, the funniest.
What did he say? Oh, yeah. He was like, bro, like.
Yeah, yeah. The funniest part about this is that you're conflating the two videos.
You're going to learn that about me, Vinny. Vinny, I'm not bright.
How does one find that? I need more content.
YouTuber gets punched by security.
Or Jack. Was it Jack Dor? Yes. I thought it was a rapper. No, YouTuber. YouTube security. Yes, this is it. This is it.
I mean, see you later, pal.
I'm not laughing. Guys, I'm not laughing at the person getting punched.
He's alive.
I'm laughing at Daddy Chill.
Daddy Chill. He was like, look, what are you wearing in a neon? He can't argue with it. Bang! See ya. That's horrible. Like, so bad.
I'm just laughing at him say daddy.
he was like, yo, chill. You cannot be cool in a neon one piece.
We can shut this off. But yeah, no,
That's bad.
That is bad. And I don't know. Like, that's a lawsuit right there. I hope that kid sues. And I hope he sues Jack Doherty, too. Because these IRL guys are fucking annoying. Those, like, you know what I'm talking about? Those Twitch screamers?
Speed and
speed
and Senate, whatever.
This kid was like another one of those. So like the security guards are becoming part of the show.
Yes.
But you can't just be like punching people in the face for content. Like, what do you think about this? Like the Fousey, oh, not Fousey.
Lil Boozy?
Vitaly catching the predators.
Oh.
You ever see those?
I've seen a lot of those.
Vitaly.
He smacks him in Best Buy. He smacks his face.
Vitaly catches predators with rappers too.
I mean, what is this, punked? Like, what are we doing?
I mean.
Is he doing something, is it real or is it staged? That's my question. It's 100% real?
I think it's real because, first of all, what this show seems to do better than the regular To Catch a Predator is, see, that's like a decoy right there. And I don't know how old the decoy is, but that's a convincible decoy.
The kid to the left.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like To Catch a Predator, it's like a 40-year-old in a Party City wig.
Yeah. This kid
got the
he's got the high shorts.
He got the On God for real haircut.
Yeah.
And this guy thinks he's getting laid right now.
No. I mean, I guess he's kind of doing a good thing and he's capitalizing on it. Diablo, Jesus.
Ooh, he tried to kiss him.
Right in for it, buddy.
He tried to kiss.
Hold on.
See, this decoy.
Yo, let's put some fries in the air fryer first. Jesus Christ.
How old is this decoy, yo? He better be over 18.
He's taking his shoes off.
Wow, I've never seen a guy try to fuck a little kid before. This is crazy. Maybe I will start watching this.
No, I don't know. I don't think so. But the decoys, God, I mean, who taught this kid? His blocking is great. he's putting his leg around the guy. You know what, Vinny? My first impression is that this is fake. I don't think this is real.
This is definitely real.
Aiden Ross inviting a wrestling child.
Let's fast forward to when they come in because they definitely start to.
He was like, I don't want to kiss you, but I'll hold you for a little bit.
Well, yeah, he's just this is me on a Friday night with a torta from Queens.
But don't the security guards rush in once you try to kiss?
No, because like that's like To Catch a Predator, like whatever channel that's on. Like they have to be mad careful. Like this is the wild west. And I feel like
look at the chat lighting up.
Yeah, yo, that chat is crazy. Something is definitely gonna go wrong. I think didn't someone die? Like someone punched somebody and they died or something?
Oh my God.
So now they like put them through this whole thing. They put them through they pour like paint on their head. They tell them they won a game show. Like now they just start fucking with him the whole time. But huge rappers are doing this. Ty Dolla $ign did it and wow. Think the Game and oh my God, they have an alligator. He's holding an alligator.
I mean, what is this, like Bam Margera? I feel like I'm watching Viva La Bam.
This is crazy.
Wow, that guy got caught. Now, how old is that kid?
I don't know. That's my question. Because I think he has to be 18 that just looks younger, you know?
Yeah, this is crazy. And they're just like, great, this is content for days. Like, this is like content gold. And yeah, it's like, I don't know.
But what are they going to do with the alligator?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm locked in.
Let's just fast forward. And they have an alligator handler. Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah, they're like publicly shaming him. I guess this is kind of
I know.
Good, right?
Sometimes it's like weird because like, they definitely deserve it, but it's the whole thing is disturbing from start to finish, like what they do to the predator. This is pretty funny though, with an alligator.
It is pretty funny with the, I mean, and the guy is just,
he's just sitting there. He doesn't know what to do.
Something horrible.
Why wouldn't you just
happen.
Run away?
Yeah.
All right, we can shut this off. We don't have to watch. We can move and on. We're going to be here all day talking
yeah,
about this.
Wild.
But anyway, this is the new show, guys.
Yeah, you know, I don't even know how we got to the alligator.
Talking about random shit, but okay, guys. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is basically just all about therapy, and I definitely encourage everybody to get therapy, even when things are going great. I think it's important to get therapy because sometimes you got to get ahead of it because we're all going to face little challenges in life. You know, I've definitely had my mental health challenges that I'm open about with anxiety and stuff like that. So therapy has helped me drastically through all that stuff, you know, talking to professionals and just having somebody. And the best part about BetterHelp is that you can change your therapist at any time. So if you're not really clicking with somebody, you can, you know, just keep on trying out different therapists until you actually do, because that personal relationship is important. All right. So it's totally flexible like that. And it's online and it's flexible to your own needs too. You could just do it from your house. You could do it around your work schedule, around the kids or whatever you need. So I think it's definitely great. You should definitely, if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, maybe just start with BetterHelp, you know, just start with it because it's right there. You don't have to like go searching your local neighborhood for therapists and everything, which they might be good too. But like I said, now we've like just streamlined the process and it's just right at your desk, at the computer. Help is right there. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp, okay? That is, I want you to visit betterhelp.com/Vinny and you'll get 10% off your first month, all right? BetterHelp.com/VINNY for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/VINNY. Start your therapy journey today. The Catch a Predator was awesome though.
Great show.
I used to literally, I had this girl that I was seeing from Brooklyn and she used to come to Staten Island when I lived there. And we just like literally did like a 5 hour To Catch a Predator marathon in bed. You could just watch it all day.
It's great foreplay.
You know? My favorite one is the one with the pizza. Can you pull that one up?
What happens with the pizza?
The guy just like is eating a slice of pizza the whole time and having a conversation with Chris Hansen, like mad,
like if
cool and collected. This one, yeah. You could just fast forward it to like the middle part.
I used to be afraid to watch this stuff. This America's Most Wanted. I was like, I would have ill feelings.
See, that is not a good decoy. Like she's 30 years old in a baseball cap. Yeah. She's a producer of the show, you know? The other dude was like a real little.
Yeah, but he went a little too far.
You can move forward.
Yeah, you look different.
To when he's,
you're not a child.
You look 40. You can just keep going until Chris Hansen comes in.
And, he knows it.
Yeah. And then he just starts eating pizza.
But how does he not see all those cameras?
Well, they're right? Like hidden in little boxes and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is just.
And then he just sits there and eats the pizza the whole time while he's doing it. He just like, can I eat first? I don't know. Could you eat in this situation? I mean,
no.
Sorry.
Dude, what are we trying to do here?
Well, it's like it's a nervous thing. He's like mad nervous. So he's like trying to like his brain right now. Is trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. Yeah. He's like, how do I play this? Do I react? So he's like making a choice to just act like he doesn't care and he's just eating pizza.
Yeah, I see what road he's trying to take.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'm so nonchalant about this, but he low key, he knows he's going to jail.
Yeah, that's a bad pizza, by the way.
Horrible pizza.
The flop. I need fucking Portnoy to come out there and rate that pizza.
Can you pause this? Where do they get the pizza from? Like, do you, when you're a pedo, do you get pizza in your hometown, then drive the 4 hours? Or do you stop at a local pizzeria and get a pizza so it's fresh?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I have no idea.
One looks pretty fresh.
He's got to come with if you're a pedo, yeah, you got to, that's a nice icebreaker. You go, well, look, I brought you pizza from where I live.
Right, right. You know, local, this is
from Newark.
Uncle Tony's.
Yeah, there you go.
But that shit looks fresh. You know, the cheese is melting though?
It is. It's very, very, I mean, it's getting a 4.1 out of 10.
Oh my God.
The scale is very greasy, very floppy.
Moral of the story is I love these shows exposing predators, catching them. I do watch them. There's like vigilantes on TikTok that do it too. And it's just
did you like the dog hunter? Time.
I never got into that one.
A couple. He was just like the Bret Michaels of bounty
hunters. I never understand bounty hunters. Like, they're not law enforcement, but they have guns and they can catch you.
Yeah. They just work for the court. Mm. And they're basically, you know, transporters in a sense.
It's like this weird like wild wild west thing that still exists. Like, bring them back. Like, why don't the cops just do it?
It's like they can't. Like, the cops have a jurisdiction, like they have a rule book. Uh-huh. Bounty hunters don't, but they can't like shoot you, and it's like they can't like, you know, be too forceful, but they can yoke you up and put some what are those things called?
Handcuffs?
No, the other ones. The plastic ones.
Oh, zip ties.
They can zip tie. Yeah, Yeah.
Put a little duct tape over your face, you know?
They're wild. What the hell? Are we from LeBron? I mean, that was some. We went from LeBron.
I was like, I wonder what we're going to talk about. And then the post of this is going to be wild.
LeBron,
I mean,
to pedo pizza.
I told you.
Yeah, she's screwed up. I'm sorry, T.
I told you. You got to save all these links and. We could probably glance over some of them, but.
But I guess we started with the reaction. Why celebrities react like that. And now, have you ever been in a position where you kind of felt like, you know, you want to appease every fan, you want to be cool, but also there's a lot of people that push the boundaries.
When I'm in the Hamptons, I act like LeBron. Yeah. I stiff arm bitches left and right because they don't deserve it. They don't treat me with respect.
Yeah.
They don't come at you the right way. If anyone's ever respectful, I don't think I'm not going to say no celebrity will say no, but it's really just when you come at them from like some kind of entitled, kind of like you're not human type of thing. But if it's like, you could just see this little like cute spark in someone's eye where they're like really are genuine about it and stuff like that. And it's just respectful. And like, you'd have to be a real dick to say no. But the Hamptons, fuck that. I literally will say no to their face. You know what I mean?
What do they look like?
They look like just these like little princess New York girls and shit. Like I was saying on one of the other podcasts, like one time I walked in a bar and they were like trying to get my attention. Like, oh my God, Vinny's here, blah, blah, blah. Because they're also like fucked up out of their mind. Like they're in party mode. So me walking in is like, whoa. It's like they're on like edibles and shit. And one time like this girl like just picked up a dinner roll and threw it at my head. Because she was like trying to get my attention. So that's
assault.
That's what I get assaulted, literally. Literally. Speaking of fans, so I did have some, I asked for fan questions, and even though they weren't amazing, we'll work on them a little bit. I did get one that I wanted to talk about because I also saw this other video. So the Alejandra asked me, would I date a, she said, would you date bigger?
Bigger.
Bigger. Bigger gals, I'm bigger assuming.
Gal. Bigger gal. Bigger.
And real big booty gal.
Big booty gal.
And I've talked about it a lot on this pod. I talk about it with Sienna and stuff. That's actually my preference.
Yeah.
I like a big booty.
Yeah.
Girthy big booty gal. You know, gal. I still got to be attracted to her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to carry yourself well.
Yeah, you got to carry yourself well, be pretty.
Yeah.
You know, and whatever. I mean, I do promote a healthy lifestyle. So I'm not saying, not one of those like BBW porns where they're like feeding the girls pizza as they're fucking them.
Pedo pizza.
Pizza. It's always come back to pizza.
That's called, I believe it's called a mukbang, right?
Isn't a mukbang.
Mukbang.
I guess there's like porn
mukbang.
Yeah, there's like a whole, you know, I've heard there's a whole.
Yeah, I've heard too.
I throw on a BBW porn. You ever throw on a BBW porn?
I love a little BBW.
Yeah, yeah.
I like, you know, you got some classic, you got some legends. Pinky, legend.
Pinky's not
Biggie
even
BBW. She got big.
She's.
She used to be.
Yo.
We, I don't think we could pull up Pinky.
Pull up Pinky,
or Cherokee to ass. Nah, all right, let's take it easy.
Cherokee's
guys.
Wild. Cherokee. So Pinky.
But I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. You don't, yeah.
Pinky
you
is
you're going to look up Pinky, you're going to get a bug on your.
Pinky is perfect, bro.
But Pinky got a little big. Pinky looked like Nicki Minaj when she first came in the game.
Nah, Nicki Minaj wish she looked like Pinky.
Facts.
This is real,
big
bro.
Big facts.
Yeah, she was smaller back then, but. Even when she there it is.
There we go.
I'm taking right.
You're taking it right?
I'm taking right all day.
I mean,
day.
She's active. That's got to get active.
See, but like she's BBW, but she got the right curves and proportions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that, she's still the one on the left. She's just
still the one on the left.
Zoomed in.
She healthy now.
Enhanced.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love a good pinky, yo.
Yeah, I thought she a champion. She a champion. She a champion. I mean, I love. Wait. I've always loved Pinky.
Why did I even fucking bring?
I don't know
this
how
up?
The fuck. Oh yeah, I would
wife up Pinky.
You wife up Pinky to the right?
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. I don't know, like.
And I mean, just something. Yeah,
people would look at me like I'm crazy, I guess, but I don't know. It's
bro,
like
you understand
that's what I like.
Fucking gangster, it would be if Vinny pulled up with. Right pinky. Dude, that would be the she's ultimate. Probably, she'd be like, Vinny's dating Pinky?
She's probably 67 years old now.
No, she's a strong 46. I'm pretty sure she's in her 40s. But yeah. she's still, you know, she makes content. My brother told me.
she has like an old lady OnlyFans like and shit.
No, she's like a director.
42. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah, shout out to Pinky.
Shout out to Pinky.
Cherokee was a legend as
well. Cherokee was a legend. I love that you know.
Oh, yeah.
Lacey Duvall. There's a lot. Lacey Duvall.
Was she BBW?
No, I don't think she was BBW. But there's a lot of, we support a lot of our women, our ladies.
Well, that's what I was, so I was getting to, 48.
That's her, I don't know that. That's Cherokee to ass.
That's Cherokee to ass.
Cherokee to ass don't play. She was the Megan Thee Stallion of the porno industry.
Well, it's wild though, because like back then there was no internet, right? So they just had to, I'm horny.
Yeah, I know, I feel bad. That's how you know Sienna's not here. And what are we, 15 minutes
in? Oh, Sienna would be, no, but Sienna would love this, okay. but she doesn't have the same type as me. You know what I mean?
Sienna, Sienna likes she the guy on the couch to the pedophile. The one of the kid that had his legs wrapped around the other guy.
She likes Aiden Ross. No, yeah, she likes girls, but she likes girls that look exactly like herself.
Gotcha.
She doesn't understand why my dick would fucking thrive.
I mean,
in that.
Yeah,
shit.
I mean, but look at her. She's in the villa. She's having a good time. She's on vacation. I like vacation, Pinky.
So the she's having the time of her life in Jamaica. She is definitely in Jamaica right now.
By the way, she's wearing pants in the right, but her ass is so fat that those pants are fucking.
Oh,
jacked
she's
up
definitely
her
wearing a G-string. Yeah. Right there. She's in Jamaica. She's in Turks and Caicos. Well, I feel like Turks and Caicos is more expensive.
Yeah.
She likes, yeah.
She's
yeah.
a DR.
She's on a Groupon in DR. fucking.
Tan
right.
lines? You like the tan line.
I do. So, yeah. So anyway, that's like kind of like my preference, but.
Very nice.
I keep getting in trouble saying what I like because then one day I'm going to pull up with like the exact opposite. I'm fluid.
Yeah.
Anything's on the table. I do like a physical attraction though. And like, you know, if I could like build a girl, like it would have all those things, but you can't really do that. So sometimes you just, right? Like you have a woman that you love and attracted to.
Amazon.
You better say it now.
Yeah, I love her. Baby, love you, baby. You know, I got a beautiful Dominican Amazon wife.
Amazon as in height?
Yeah, she's a big girl.
How
like
tall
is
she?
She's almost my height. She's like,
how tall are you?
I'm like 5'11". She's like 5'9". When she wears heels, she's taller than me. So if she wears heels, I got to put my Tims on or I got to wear like my Doc Martens.
I was going to bring that too up too. Like we're talking about the weight thing.
I don't even fit in this chair. Speaking of the weight thing.
No, you look good. You lost you. 6 pounds.
Yeah,
right?
I'm snug. It's very comfortable.
So I learned that tall women love short kings.
There is a, yes.
Short girls like tall guys. I feel like tall women love short kings because I feel like they, when like, when a, cause like, I know some pinkies that are like 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Those are Amazons.
Yeah. Okay.
They're fucking big.
Yeah.
But they love short guys. Like they're not, you know, I feel like short girls are like insecure about a guy's height.
Yeah.
They don't want that because I think that literally they want to keep their, if they have daughters,
yeah,
they want them to be shorter.
Oh.
So they want to use the short guy for his semen.
You think they're insecure about their height?
Who?
The tall women wanting a shorter man so that the daughters will,
yes,
won't have the burden of their,
yes,
height.
Of being fucking 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
I think that's like a real thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how short they'd be willing to go, but you know, or how tall. I say like for me, probably like 6 feet.
Okay. That's right? How, that's
models
how,
in, all the models in New York are like 6 feet tall.
Have you ever pulled up with a girl taller than you?
Pulled up? Yeah. Yeah. I usually do. Really? I don't really, yeah, I usually, just cause like, again, models are that tall. And I like when someone's tall. I like when someone like has like authority. Cool. You know what I mean? Can we look up some short kings with
with authority? No, I'm
kidding. Short kings with tall women.
So my girl suns me. When she's taller than me, she'll start like, she'll be like, she'll like give me like a look like, and I'm like, oh shit. Like I know, like, she no, doesn't like it. And her ex-boyfriend was also very tall.
Wait, she suns you like, stop playing with me, little boy.
She suns me like, she's like, it's okay. Like I'll get closer and she'll be like, I'm taller than you.
Oh.
And I'll be like, all right.
No,
baby.
They love it. Oh, Tom Holland and Zendaya? That's just because he's mad short. That's like the first one.
Yeah, he's wee little. He's a little guy.
Yeah, actors are tiny. Kevin Hart. All it is, oh yeah, it's just pulling up.
Yeah.
I was talking about like, and you don't have to, who's that up and to the right? Where? Oh, to the right. Keep going. That one.
Dating is shorter. I think that's just like stock.
Yeah, that's me. Yo. That's me on the red carpet right there.
I mean, that's the She-Hulk right there. There you go. Which was very, I think She-Hulk was very attractive. But yeah, that's a good look.
Yeah.
That's got to be fun. It's just fun.
He goes up on her.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we were bringing up, we're talking about she asked me if I would date stuff. And then I stumbled upon an old John Cena clip where he talks about where he had a rendezvous with a BB Dubs. It's quite entertaining. If we can... There it is. He's so respectful during this too. He handles it like a pro.
Not Howard.
You saw the...
Howard's not respectful.
Just think about how woke Howard is now until how he sounds in this clip.
That's so crazy.
Oh, and as
ever
a company,
ugly
so
chicks
like,
just because you feel
absolutely
bad. You do
absolutely.
So why? You don't give a mercy?
Yeah, I got a lot of. I'm very interested. I've every, like, seen. I love Cena, but I
do a fat chick.
Absolutely,
I know it's controversial when it comes to how he treated her.
Oh, really? 280
mark. But the whole thing with the Bella. But let's hear.
Check it.
Yeah.
Let me get this. International wrestling superstar John Cena took home a 280-pound chick.
She took me home. I didn't
and
take
you,
her home.
Were you
she
attracted to her?
See, but wait, is it a pinky 280 or she what, nice what are we talking about here? Or is it a Mike Figgs 280, you know?
Figgs,
I wouldn't fuck you.
That's fine.
At first,
that's
it was
fine.
Kind of a challenge set by the entire roster. And it was like, it was a thing where you won't do it. Okay, I'll do it. But it wasn't like,
she approached
you
and said, listen, would you come back with me?
There was just like a moment. I'm pretty polite and respectable to everybody. So there was that moment. And then she walks away. And then the boys start getting on. Yeah, you won't do it. And it wasn't like, okay, I'll do it. Tail between my legs going over. I said, not only will I do it, I'll enjoy it. And I did. It was a great night.
And what was great about when a 280-pound girl takes her clothes off, that's a shocker.
It's great.
Everything good. No lights off. No, this has to be done.
Well, you need the lights on, you know.
It was a great experience. You saw the fat. You saw it jiggling.
I saw a whole lot of women.
She blew you?
Absolutely.
She blew you? It was good because she was great.
It was wild.
It's hilarious. This is also thugonomic, John Cena. You could hear in his voice. He's like, absolutely.
Oh, he was like a
wigger. He's like code-switching a little bit. You know, he's like, yeah, absolutely. Lights on, you know, I did my thing, I think.
He was like a wigger.
This is, yeah, so thugonomics John Cena was, you know, I don't know if you follow wrestling, but that was like his heel. And then babyface, happy Cena, was like very militant and like, you know, I'm helping the kids with the cancer and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But Cena got it. Yeah.
Yeah, but like the visual here is not as amazing just because he's so big too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I do it, it's a sight to see.
Yeah.
It's like a chihuahua with a fucking, you know, big ass bull mastiff. You know what I mean? But him, it's like, he's big too.
Yeah.
So he can make her look small.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If the girl's his height and she's 280, she's just a thick shorty. She's
yeah.
Not, I mean, well.
Like there was a video that I also have with the girls at the dinner. And it was one of those trends that was going around where it's like girls when they pay the bill.
Yeah.
This one, like all these hot girls. And the first one, wait till you see her. That girl's hot too, the little lesbian looking one.
Yeah, they're all three.
No, they're all nice. Fucking hot in their own way. Yeah. But look.
It starts off with a chunky chew. And yeah.
I'm picking her all day.
Yeah, she's hot as fuck.
Next. Maybe. Because she looks like a guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm careful, so fucked up. That one's got a string bean between her legs. Got to be careful. The first girl is gorgeous.
It's just so funny. Like you either have that in your brain or you don't. Like, because there are so many guys that are just like, oh no, she's fat. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, my brain just goes right to the giant titties.
Yeah, literally. But that's how you know you're a normal guy. All those other guys, they have issues. It's a huge red flag. It's like, that girl, literally titties.
Yeah.
All I see is titties, beautiful hair, pretty. She smells good. Those titties look like they got powder on them. So you know the baby powder titties?
I'd fight for the death.
Don't judge me.
I'd fight to the death for her. She's Fuck, I thought I pulled it. I thought I pulled her up. But if you look at who she is, her name is like Bella. Bella something. And she's an actual, it said like Bella something. We don't have to look it up. XXX. And yeah. I guess she's like a porn star, like OnlyFans
type. She knows how to carry herself.
Yeah.
When I was a young lad on the Upper East Side, and when I was doing open mics at the Comic Strip, this was like 10 years ago, there was this, what are they called? Heavy set? What are they, the ladies called? Big girl models?
Plus size.
Plus size. She was a plus size model. Yeah, and she was stunning. I forgot what they called. I was like, hefty? Heavy hitters? What are they called again?
what are they called? Like chunky monkeys? Yeah,
what are they called? bite size. She was.
I'm getting canceled. My first new episode. Dude, sorry, guys.
Just throw it to me. It's all me.
We're saying we love them. I don't know.
100%.
Yeah.
This girl was stunning, and we hung out, and we did a little marching powder, and she
love cocaine in Central Park.
We kissed, and the kiss was so bad.
Mm.
So it had nothing to do with the way she looked. Sometimes it just goes down. Like you could be with a supermodel and she can't kiss. The kissing was so like no rhythm. It was so like unbearable that I literally just never spoke to her again.
Yeah. But she gave good head though.
Nothing. I wish she was obsessed with me.
Yeah.
She was wealthy. She lived on the Upper West Side. I went to her place. Everything. We had like a party. We were doing a little blowski. We were having a good time. And then I was leaving and we had this makeout session and I was like, oh, I'm never going to talk to this girl again.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
it's just so bad.
I know what you're talking about because I actually had a crush from when I was in elementary school. And I fucking like put this girl on such a pedestal my whole life. Literally like half the things I have today were just from like me trying to win this girl over.
Really?
Like always trying to impress her. I used to, there was one summer where she was like the coolest girl in school and she liked me for some reason. Mm. But then the next year, she became too cool for me and she started dating like some fuck boy that was like a drug dealer. He had a car and I went through puberty. It was horrible. And I grew up like just being like, damn, like one day I'm going to get her. One day I'm going to be famous. One day I'm going to be in Hollywood, you know? And then like years later, I went back and I actually hung out with her and I kissed her and she started biting my face. Biting, like my fucking face was like bleeding from how hard she was biting it, like eating it.
You gotta save the bite.
You would think that's what the fat girl would do.
Yeah, literally.
Especially you. Yeah, I mean, you look like tasty. You know what I mean? Like
100%.
Not me.
I look like a gordita crunch for sure. You know you. I mean, yeah. No, she should have been more gentle.
But after that, I just totally lost the spark with her, and I was like, wow, we can close that chapter
biting?
Now.
You like a nice bite?
No, I don't like any bite during sex.
But I mean, there's a way, right?
During kissing. I said during sex. Either that too.
But you know the difference between a bite and like a little nibble. Some fucking hot chick is kissing you hot and she fucking just gets the bottom lip and pulls it away gently. It's hot to feel the teeth, but not to actually puncture, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
I don't really even like, I don't want to feel any teeth in any capacity. Some people like that. I guess it like adds a little bit of excitement or something, like a little pain.
Yeah.
I'm not a pain guy. I'm not a pain. I'm more of like a nasty guy.
What's the difference? What's the difference, Vinny? That's what I want to know.
This convo feels too gay.
What are you talking about? We're just a couple straight dudes talking. Yeah. We're just a couple straight guys talking about getting your balls punched.
Yeah, just not that.
You don't like a little squeeze?
Squeeze what?
Like squeeze your balls? You don't like a little ball squeeze?
Nah.
T, cover your ears. You know, like, okay. So very, every. So,
nah,
right.
No pain.
But nasty, what do you mean by nasty?
No, like nasty is when like she like touches the balls just to like let it
nasty.
Well, just because like she's like letting me know she knows they're there.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. There's no pain involved. It's just like I'm just going above and beyond for you. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, because if a girl's just giving you head, it's a difference between if she like starts to like touch your balls or something like that. You know what I mean? Or starts to go down to the gooch.
So that's what I'm now.
Now we're getting. All right, this is getting too.
Now we're getting. I can't stand up. By the way,
it's getting
now we're getting a little nasty.
Okay,
but I like that you say gooch like a good, like a Catholic, like a sweet boy.
Yeah,
that is, say like taint.
That is
or
the
asshole.
Gooch. That's the gooch, right? Okay. Thanks, T. I appreciate that.
Gooch is like the friendly way. Sorry, Vinny is desperately looking for another clip.
I'm getting canceled.
I don't know. No, but I think overall, right? Men like a little caress of the ball sack.
Yeah. Moral of the story.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we started at LeBron, Vinny.
I started at LeBron. This is crazy. All right, guys. I wanted to take a quick break from the show to tell you about FitBod, my favorite workout app. Right now, I am big into running. I'm training for a couple of special races coming up. So that means I am cross training. So I'm running during the week, a lot of miles, but at the same time, I don't want to lose my gains. So I have to make sure that I do get into the gym a couple days a week, but my workouts have to be like really curated because I'm actually just like doing full body things. So I have to make sure that I'm hitting each body part. Nonetheless, FitBod really is helping me with that because I make sure that I'm not just like, oh, let me do this. I'm like, all right, I'm using FitBod for, tracking everything, customizing my workouts. There's 1,000 videos of new workouts you can do for different body parts and making sure that I have an all around good full body workout for the couple days a week that I am training. There are other times where people want to weightlift every day. It just depends on your goals, but FitBod will customize your workouts for your exact goals. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. So you all should definitely check it out if you want to fine tune your workouts, if you're just getting into working out or whatever you want to do. Sometimes the gym can feel like a lost cause and you don't know what to do, but FitBod, they'll get rid of all that for you. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been working out since I'm 18 years old. I'm from Staten Island, you know? We do that. Actually, we're born with like a dumbbell in our hand. So I was like doing like tricep extensions with my mom's umbilical cord. Okay, that was too far. But nonetheless, FitBod makes it easy for you. I'm still learning different fucking exercises that I never knew existed. And by the way, sometimes you just need like a little refresher. Like, oh, I forgot I could do that. So we all like discounts, and that's what this is here for. I'm going to give you a little call to action right now. We're going to add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/Vinny. That is fitbod.me/VINNY. For 25% off your subscription, try the app for free, download it, look around, but you're going to love it. And then you're going to want a subscription and you're going to want 25% off. So make sure you use fitbod.me/Vinny. I hope you all crushed it in the gym. And now back to the show. Another topic that I wanted to talk about, a trend that I've seen going on recently were these pimple patches.
Okay.
Can you pull up pimple patches? It's like a trend.
I think
that
I know
girls are wearing, like there should be
Mighty Patch is the one I have.
If you look at the images, yeah, the star.
Yeah, those no, the stars are weird. I know what you're talking about.
They just
looks worse.
People are wearing them on their face. Is it on shopping or images?
It's on shopping.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. they're wearing them like they're fashion accessories, these yeah. little stars that they put on their face. Yeah. And I don't know how I feel about it. How do you feel about it?
I think it's like, oh, you have a pimple and you're covering it with a stupid sticker. It but looks, I like, wouldn't a, it looks have, like a first grader who fucking went crazy on the sticker book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. It's like, looks like me when I'm done hanging out with my niece.
Yeah,
and she just like
yeah.
puts random shit on me. But yeah. I wouldn't have even looked at the pimples if, now you're bringing more attention to them, I feel. 100%. You know what I mean?
100%.
So
there is one, the Mighty Patch. The Mighty Patch I've used, and it's clear. And
but that's like, you're going to bed.
And you're going to bed.
No, this is like a fashion statement.
Yeah, no. Weird. You look like were you babysitting your niece? Like, yeah. That makes sense.
T, I don't know. You're like a gal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you
have you seen these before?
Yeah, yeah. They are. I didn't know that you were supposed to wear them outside. And then
no, they wear them. They're like at my comedy shows. And then like, mm-hmm. I'm like, do I address this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just staring at the fucking pimple. The whole time.
I think it's like a red flag for you're underage. Like I feel like I see 15-year-olds.
Right.
Right? Like this is like braces. This is giving me like, you know, you see a girl with braces, you're like, oh.
Yeah, no, it's not though. It's like an older, I feel like hot women, especially models and shit, they get too bored being hot. And they have to just keep on thinking of like weird, funky shit to do to like just stimulate themselves. And I know a lot of them in New York. Exactly. Like this girl right here is so New York right here.
Yeah.
Funky, wears like the crazy clothing.
Yeah.
Probably vapes.
You know, I think she's cute. What bothers me is the eyebrows. I don't know
Now we're taking away the eyebrows. We're bleaching eyebrows.
Yeah. Then, you know, I think that's scary looking.
Like, one of my biggest icks is the fucking blinged out tooth thing. When they like put a fucking little...
It's one tooth?
Little tooth gems?
Those are gross, yeah.
Dude, I hate those things.
I need to see that. I need to see it better because I'm thinking like a little grill? No.
This is all like men are so horrible that like they just hate them so much. They're like, we're just going to piss you guys off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
They're like the ones like that.
Oh, no.
It's like fucking... Stop.
What's worse? So it's, you know, it's a fad, right?
I guess you would
say it's a fad.
Yeah.
What's worse, that or the belt with the name on it? Our little our fad in the 90s where we had our Vinny and diamonds on your belt.
Well, I definitely had my horrible things that I used to wear. If you look up Vinny Rush Couture.
Oh yeah.
That was the brand we wore on the fucking show.
I'm so excited.
And yeah, like go to the first one on the left.
Yeah, dude. Now we're talking.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Oh my God, I have to find a photo. Oh my God.
This was the first one of the first nights we went out. And there was this place on the boardwalk that used to custom make these shirts like during the Ed Hardy phase.
Yeah, dude.
And literally we were like, yo,
dude,
give me as much bling as possible. Like we were like fucking... Like, I'm like, give me the eagle wings. And then the guy was like trying to sell me because like each one was like an extra $60. He's like, nah, you want a cross here? I'm like, yeah, give me a cross here. I'm like, oh, I need a gorilla on my back. And literally it just like equaled up to like 100 pounds of shirt in like Swarovski crystals and shit.
How did you wash it?
I don't know. I think they were fucking on there pretty well. I don't think we washed our clothes back then, to be honest with you.
I'm going to be honest with you, dude. You look fantastic in that photo.
Thank you. Look at those eyebrows. You see those eyebrows?
Dude, you guys look great.
Look at Jenny's underwear across her vagina. In case you didn't know her name, she had it written down there.
Holy shit, dude. I'm going to find you a photo. I have one in the exact same pose, dude.
Yeah.
The same eyebrows too. It was a fad. It was in, and we were gods back then.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you definitely
were. Were you wearing like Ed Hardy and shit? Or?
I wasn't wearing Ed Hardy. I was wearing, I mean, you know, we're different classes. I think I was wearing like American Eagle.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
Okay, I'm 36. So we're pretty similar.
Yeah. No, yeah. I meant financial classes.
T, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Oh, you're 29. Okay. Okay, cool. We're all like a little.
But older. How old were you in that photo?
I was 21.
Yeah. So like 21, I was like slim and I'm telling you, I'm going to show you. I have a photo. I think the exact same lighting, the same pose, and it's just all the eyebrows and the jaw.
Yeah. Dude, what is that? Is that waxed?
Yeah, that's waxed.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Solid.
That's dude. Waxed. Waxed was crazy. That was like the Staten Island rite of passage right there, getting your eyebrows waxed. And then I moved on to threading, but threading is too painful. And then during COVID, I started just like plucking them myself.
Yeah.
Myself. And it's like the best thing ever. I don't have to like do that anymore. And it looks more natural too. Like I love a gal with big, bushy, natural eyebrows.
Same. I do. I agree with you.
You know?
I agree with you.
It's like, it's amazing. Okay, guys. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is basically just all about therapy, and I definitely encourage everybody to get therapy, even when things are going great. I think it's important to get therapy because sometimes you got to get ahead of it because we're all going to face little challenges in life. You know, I've definitely had my mental health challenges that I'm open about with anxiety and stuff like that. So therapy has helped me drastically through all that stuff, you know, talking to professionals, and just having somebody. And the best part about BetterHelp is that you can change your therapist at any time. So if you're not really clicking with somebody, you can, you know, just keep on trying out different therapists until you actually do, because that personal relationship is important, all right? So it's totally flexible like that, and it's online, and it's flexible to your own needs too. You could just do it from your house. You could do it around your work schedule, around the kids, or whatever you need. So I think it's definitely great. You should definitely, if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, maybe just start with BetterHelp. You know, just start with it because it's right there. You don't have to like go searching your local neighborhood for therapists and everything, which they might be good too. But like I said, now we've like just streamlined the process and it's just right at your desk, at the computer. Help is right there. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp, okay? That is, I want you to visit betterhelp.com/Vinny and you'll get 10% off your first month, all right? betterhelp.com/VINNY for 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/VINNY. Start your therapy journey today.
About Bush.
I like Bush too.
Joach Bush?
Yeah.
Chocho Bush? Oh, hell yeah.
I think that's coming back.
I was out of left field. See, I wasn't expecting that.
I think that's coming back. I think yeah. Bush is coming back.
Bush is in.
Bush is in?
Bush is in.
Yeah, I've been saying that for years.
We love Bush.
I've been saying that for years. One time I fucking went to a little strip club and I was talking to this girl and like, she was so clean cut and beautiful and like, not a fucking hair in her body.
Yeah.
And then like, we get back to her place. Fast forward.
Yeah.
And
locked in.
She kind of like gave me a little bit of a heads up, like that she had been, first of all, I like was smuggled into like some fucking weird ass apartment complex in Jersey City.
Okay.
Like she had like, this shit looked like the future.
Okay.
There was like a million people living on top of each other. I don't know where the fuck I was. But yeah, she gave me a little heads up. And then when I pulled, when we took our clothes off, beyond Bush.
Like Andre 3000 hair.
Yes. Like fucking, nice. Never mind. But just huge fucking yeah. Bush. And I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
I kind of, because like she obviously, it was mindful.
Yeah.
Like everything else was clean cut and that was a choice.
It was a statement.
It was a statement. And I like that she kind of like had a statement, you know? That's why when everything is like, I don't know, I feel like it's a little weird when it's like all smooth and shit. It's like a little unnatural.
Yeah, I agree. I just,
well, technically it is, but yeah. You know, I'm not saying I hate it, but I don't know. I don't mind.
I like, you got to change it up. I think that if you're clean for a while, you got to eventually let the hair grow. It should be seasonal. You should wax. You know, summertime.
Summertime, it's hot.
Wax it up.
I don't know.
Yeah, wintertime, grow that fucking.
Does Bush make you hotter, T?
I like
physically.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Really
down in the pans.
Okay.
I like a little landing strip, even.
Landing strip is cool.
Landing strip is nice. Landing strip,
but
is
then
classic.
It's too sharp.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? Like lately, like I like my beard and even my hairline to be a little bit jagged on purpose, so it looks natural.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't want like a super, like I don't want you to have a lineup, you know, from a Dominican barbershop.
Yeah, I was about to say a Puerto Rican beard. Puerto Rican beard could be a little too much. Let it grow a little bit.
Rican beards are crazy.
Yeah, that's what I have because I can't. Puerto Rican guys, you can't really grow. Puerto Rican side, my shit doesn't really
see this. Crack. This pod is actually like good for girls because you know this is what goes on inside guys' heads. We're like giant fat women with bushes.
I have a bush question. As men who have seen multiple bushes,
I've only seen one. But go ahead.
Oh damn!
No, I'm kidding. I wish I've seen more.
Is there different bush? Do they vary? Are they all the same texture?
Oh, let's go, Vinny. Go ahead. Start.
Texture.
Are there different bushes? Different stroke.
Well, like I said, the way that I kind of enjoy it is when it's just growing in. So you don't really get to the texture part. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, like if it was a guy doing the haircut, it would be like a one. You know what I'm saying? Like she went to the barbershop and she's like, give me a half. Yeah.
Give me a tape up.
A half a tape up. Skin tape up? No. Give me a one. And now we're talking. It's like when David Beckham shaved his head.
Yeah.
It was just like a nice solid one.
Yeah.
I want your bush to look like David Beckham's head.
You want a one and a half, a high clipped one and a half on the bush.
Yeah. So yeah, because I don't know how when people think of bush, they're thinking like a long textured, like a three or a four, but that's not what I'm talking about, you know?
I mean.
I'm talking about just like, you just want to like visually, it's a cool visual.
Not out of control, but something there.
Yeah, especially if you eat the poom poom.
Yeah.
Now you don't want to go, you don't want to be digging through the rainforest.
That's, to go back to T, she's asking difference in the bushes. Mm-hmm. The upper bush, right? If you just grow the pube area, right? You know.
We're talking about us or girls?
I'm talking about the chicks,
okay.
The bush, right? You got the protective bush because, you know, naturally you get the bush hairs on the lips.
Mm.
And then when you go to eat the poom poom, your tongue's got to go through the forest a little bit.
Right. And I'm kind of an explorer, but.
Yeah, we are explorers. Yes, but we are explorers.
Not that much. Yeah. I live in the city. You know what I mean? I've taken a hike.
Industrial pussy.
Yeah. We need some metropolitan pussy. I want to stop and get a Starbucks along the way.
You don't want the wilderness. You want some sort of a transit, some sort of an organized transit down
yes,
there.
Yes. Yeah.
My wife is Dominican, so she Caribbean girl. She,
okay.
She grows her bush.
Oh, okay.
Her bush, when I eat her pussy with her hair, I feel like I'm like, it's a big
shot.
You
get a little rash and shit. Yeah.
It's just very coarse. It's good, thick hair.
But is that because she just went to the barbershop? It's stubbly. You need that day three bush.
My lady is secure. She likes it. She likes to shave. And I always got to tell her, baby, grow your bush. I don't care. Grow your bush. I like it. And then, believe it or not, when she does shave it, I go, ooh, wow. It's like a new car. It's wow.
I feel fun. This is totally changing things, but even the same thing with like veneers. I feel like veneer culture fucked everybody up because, you know, it's like I have veneers actually. I went to a really good dentist named Dr. Appa. And like, I literally told him when I got back, I'm like, no, like this is too straight. You need to like give it some fucking,
really,
some imperfection to it. They give you like the whole, the color gradient. And I'm like, no, I want the yellowish looking one.
Really?
That's why people are like, you have veneers. They look so natural. But most people don't do that. They just go to like a run of the mill dentist because the shit is mad money. And then they just have like the weirdest veneers. And I'm like, sometimes you see a really good looking person and that veneer thing can just like fuck, because it just looks too fake. You know what I'm saying? It could like fuck their whole face up.
You got to school me with that. I really don't.
You look like a night, like your teeth fit.
My teeth are fucked.
But no, but they fit your face. Like if you walked in here with just like a bunch of just like chompers and stuff, like it would look fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we just got to be careful with like all the plastic surgery and the trends that people do.
Get a veneer? I mean, this is like celebrity stuff. I don't know, but.
Well, I just, my teeth were pretty fucked up. Like my bottom teeth were all crooked.
Okay.
And like on the sides, my teeth were like, when I smiled, it kind of looked hollow.
Okay.
So like, I actually didn't have to shave my teeth down. A lot of it was like building them out.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, but it was also a really good dentist and, you know, so he hooked me up a little bit.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Or her. Yeah, him, yeah. That's wild, dude.
So.
I haven't been to a dentist in 15 years.
You should
years.
Go. Yeah, you should go.
Very long time.
You should go.
I floss. I bleed like crazy.
Mm.
Yeah. Hope no one's eating during this. very sorry about that, guys.
All right. The last thing that I had pulled up was, I think Kamala wore a tan suit.
Kamala.
And then Obama posted his tan suit. Oh, wait. Fuck. We'll talk about that after. We can get to another time. How long have we been going for?
It says an hour, but I started a little early. So like,
okay.
An
hour, but. That whole talk when we're talking shit. Yeah. So she wore
Kamala.
The tan suit. This had to be pre-orchestrated. She knew what she was doing here because now Obama's like reposting it and shit. And this was like her like, I'm a cool mom moment.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Obama did not support her right away, right?
He did not.
Yeah.
He did not. And, you know, I kind of felt like I love Obama. I voted for Obama. He was, you know, without getting into like policies and shit, I feel like the president is like the figurehead of your country, like the publicist of your country who could like kind of talk to people and be the face of the nation.
Yeah.
And he was the best at that. No one's better.
Yeah.
But so at first, like, and he's a smart guy too. So at first when Biden dropped down, it didn't necessarily mean that Kamala was automatically going to be the nominee. It
seemed like that happened though, right?
It seemed like it happened because Biden said it, but that wasn't Obama's first statement.
Yeah.
Then like after like a day something happened behind the scenes where he's like, this is my person.
Gotcha.
But yeah, the tan suit is a thing. I don't know. I just feel like with her, it's just been a lot of theatrics, like with the rappers and the things and this and that. And this is like just like another kind of like thing.
Lil Jon's coming out. Like I was like,
Lil Jon. Yeah. I would like some like interviews about like, you know, what you're going to do with like oil.
Yeah.
And what you're going to do with like social security and shit like
check,
that.
You know, pull up one of those big checks and be like, you know, we're donating this
to America.
Colleges, to America. You know, America. Yeah, wow, there we go.
We do that. We do that for Ukraine.
Yeah.
We're like, you guys won $30 trillion. Like, you know?
For me, look, I'm fucking building a park in Dyckman, like something crazy. Yeah. Oh, instead it was like from the window to the wall.
I just love also like what's going on. Like the whole world is collapsing. And then Obama is just like, look at my playlist.
Yeah.
Like that's literally his job now is to give...
Tommy Richmond.
First of all, who gives a fuck what Obama's playlist is? 100%. Can we look at Obama's playlist?
But let's pull it up.
When did he become like Mike Rubin?
Yeah, he's not like shooting threes and
not
fucking...
Mike Rubin. What the fuck's his name?
Rick Rubin. Rick Rubin.
Yeah.
Obama. My playlist. I can't.
Oh, this is like bringing you to Spotify. Okay, we got Shaboozy. A bar song at the top, not bad.
Charlie XCX.
He does not know. What are we doing? He does not listen to Charlie XCX.
Million Dollar Baby. I like Million Dollar Baby. It's a good song. I can't do Obama, but
Obama knows three of these fucking songs. Literally. Yeah.
Tyga.
By the way, her, one of my top crushes.
Really? Bro. I need to see what she looks like.
Her is, and she's
I
like.
I think I know who she is.
And
she shreds?
She shreds.
Yes, she's bad.
She's beautiful. Yes. She sings. Her is a cheat code.
She, Prince was like, kind of like putting her under his legs. Oh, she's smoking.
I'm just laughing at the Joaquin Phoenix movie. Was that called Her?
Yeah. Oh, okay. We fell in love with AI, like creepy. Do you love me? Yes, I do love you, Joaquin. It was so stupid. You're the best actor, Joaquin.
When I was
fucking talking to a robot.
By the way, I cannot wait for Gladiator 2.
Can't
I know he's
fucking
not
in.
That's
wait.
Insane.
Denzel's back.
I get chills when I watch the fucking trailer. Gladiator is one of my favorite movies. And then you put in my favorite actor for the fucking sequel. Oh my God.
Pedro Pascal.
Are you fucking kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah, it's going to rock. Can we see it together?
And it, bro, hell yeah. I don't know anyone else who's going to be that excited to watch it, to be honest. Wait, can we go back to the playlist?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. See, her, she's smoking hot.
The her thing is, that movie was funny.
Casey and JoJo, however do you want it? Michelle?
Which one?
How do you want it?
The Greg one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tupac. I could imagine him as Tupac. It was a little Tupac.
He just like he's pandering. He's hitting everybody over here.
That's the only thing that's
like West Coast, East Coast.
The pandering is too obvious.
Love me some Etta James. For sure.
Or Jones.
Does he have like there's not like really any
sorry, I want to be
Tyla. Get the fuck out of here. Obama's not listening.
But yeah, but if any of her songs, like you're not listening to Water or Art, you're listening to Jump.
What's what? Jump? Can you play Jump? Does that play? Ah, I gotta say.
I mean,
up.
Speaking of chicks,
Tyla is the best.
Smoking.
Tyla is the best, yeah. She's just on another level.
Get her talking to Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy, all awkward, didn't even know what to say to her. He's like, oh, I love your song.
Wow. Yeah.
So cool.
See, that's what I need. I need, like, I need, like, one of these A list girls to, like, Pete Davidson me.
You could do it.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not so, like, cause, like, I have a type and. Within my oh my god, oh, so yeah, hot. Wait, let's listen to this song.
Yeah, listen to it. I love watching music videos. It's great.
People don't even know music videos exist.
Bro, all I would do is watch.
Is this South Africa?
It's someplace. I don't think there's Wi-Fi. There's definitely no Wi-Fi for sure.
No. but there's
bad
baby
bitches.
There's baby oil. There's baby oil. There's
pew pool tables.
Oh, this is that song. Yeah, this is like click. The
yeah, yeah.
We're so fucking stupid. We're like, what's Jump? It's like the main TikTok song.
So that's what I'm saying. Did he just go like trending music?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh my god, I didn't realize this video existed. It's my new favorite thing to watch. I take back everything I said about Pinky,
dude. Pinky. Dude, speaking of Pinky, I mean
Pinky versus Tyla. Who are we going for?
Oh my god, you hurt me now. Jesus Christ, I don't know what to do. Pinky should be in this video, first off.
Yeah.
The fact that she didn't reach out to Pinky makes me think this is just a Hollywood fucking studio. This is
Pinky
really
would be twerking the fuck out of this shit.
Oh my god. Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
Oh, there's some Pinky.
There she is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do want to go to South Africa. Like when people say, where do you want to go? I do. Well, not because of this.
Little Vinny goes to South Africa.
Yeah. Let's do a dating show for me in South Africa. I will take the fucking Timu Tyla all day.
Yeah, I'm such a big fan of yours.
I like the accent too. People don't like the accent.
I think it's very beautiful.
I don't like Australian, but I do like this shit.
Oh, nasty. Speaking of fine, like, I mean, if we're going down this road, you know who is absolutely stunning?
Who?
Like, brick house, beautiful. I don't want to butcher her name. The girl from she was in The Quiet Place, the recent one that came out.
Lupita. Yeah, Lupita's great.
Lupita's
like, amazing.
But you ever see her body?
Yeah.
Like, she's incredible.
You said that weird.
Oh, sorry.
You ever see her body?
Yeah, see her body. As I'm like sniffling over here in my allergy. Sorry. Sorry, she just gives me that. She's like that, like, beautiful, like.
Nah, Lupita is godly.
Yeah, so
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
She got like a divine face.
And she's absolutely perfection. Everything about her is perfection. And well, she did a movie with like Pedro Pascal. And
she's thicker than I thought.
She's mad thick. And there's a clip of her dancing with Pedro Pascal. And it was just like.
Isn't she with that guy that was in like Dawson's Creek or something? That white boy?
No.
Oh, there he is.
No. She's with Joshua Jackson.
No, because she went through like a thing.
Really? No,
yeah.
She married the guy that her co-star in Them.
I think that's over.
Really?
They?
The guy from the Black Panther?
What was they? A trans movie? Yeah.
Jordan Peele presents Zimzer. No, it was the one with the doppelgangers.
The new Jordan Peele movie is called Peele. They, and it's just about trans.
Which bathroom can I use? is this all right over here?
Oh my god, I woke up a trans person.
Oh. I mean, yeah.
Wait,
I thought she was with that dude, but she's stunning.
And we started this off before we were rolling. Speaking of thick, we were talking about your girl, Sydney Sweeney.
What's oh yeah, yeah.
So can you pull up Sydney's thirst traps?
Sydney, yeah.
Boat pic.
Yeah, golf. Yeah.
Sydney, the boat picture.
Yeah. Which,
I don't know how we're gonna edit this fucking episode. I don't know. You don't have to put everything in, but this is just.
Ladies are taking notes right now. I'm giving them the ick, and they're figuring out ways to get to your heart.
Baby. So she go to the so the one all the way to the left, and then
it's a good angle.
No. Up. The one with the ass. I love that one.
The surf suit.
That one doesn't look all right. She looks thick in that one. The one.
She got like a little, she got a little thing on her. She got a little.
Yeah. Did you see the movie with her with the fucking, the voyeur movie when they were like.
Danny, I have a whole file on Reddit saved.
Bro.
With all of those, all of her special scenes.
Yeah. She definitely has the nicest boobs.
Yeah.
From any actress ever. Right?
I mean,
are we ranking titties?
I mean, she's got a good pair, but there's some, you know, Jessica. Well, no, Jennifer.
Love huge tits.
Yeah. the other Jennifer, the girl from The Hunger Games. She
Lawrence. They don't look like she's got this, some bro. On her these too. Are fucking. These are fucking insane. I
mean, yeah, she's got some puppies, baby.
What does that say? fans tease NFL. That she dating an NFL player. It's like the one,
voyeuristic one is wild. Like she goes full blown. I mean, she knows what she's doing. She's working what she got.
That's probably, just like some guy responded to the thing.
The craziest thing, she's in a movie playing a nun, immaculate. I'm like, oh, them titties ain't going to come out. Those titties were all over the place.
They brought them out in immaculate?
Those yitties were out.
Like out.
They were out.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa.
She must have to charge like, didn't Halle Berry charge like millions of dollars to show her titties in Swordfish?
I think she did like a half a mil for each tit.
Mm. I went back to I went back to Game of Thrones and
little Khaleesi
Daenerys. Yeah, she had him out like first episode.
She had him out,
but then like the $250,000 per breast for Halle Berry. I'm sure that Sydney Sweeney's is up there now.
Yeah,
like every time they hit the screen, she's probably getting $250K.
Light work. And speaking of Khaleesi, she was banging Jason Momoa. She was getting like railed out by Ben.
Oh,
Mimosa.
Yeah.
And this whole, and we didn't even know. We didn't pay him any mind. We were like, this is weird Hawaiian. This guy is the man. And he was cracking her out like four episodes in a row.
Yeah.
That's why she was like, all right, I'll do it. Because she was with Ben.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't a bad sex scene to do. Yeah. We didn't. Yeah, you're right. We didn't. That was before Jason Momoa was discovered.
Momoa. Yeah. We didn't realize.
Mimosa.
We didn't realize that he was going to be. Such a
heartthrob.
Such a heartthrob.
It's a big thing, literally. But
black women knew that.
Black women knew what?
We knew Jason Momoa was that.
Oh, yeah?
Like, he was in Johnson Family Vacation.
What's
Cedric
that?
Cedric the Entertainer.
See, I don't want to see.
I got to see this. I don't want to see Jason Momoa.
I don't want to see Jason Momoa without the beard and the hair.
Yeah, there's a supposedly someone made it and he just does not look handsome.
No, he just looks like a fucking guy. He just looks like a fucking guy from Brooklyn.
I hope he doesn't ever hear this because he would beat the shit out of us. Oh, that was him. He looks like Roman Reigns. Oh, wow. He looks great.
He's just like, you know, a little
shark. Oh, yeah. He's a daddy.
Yeah, all the way to the left. He's just like a regular. That kind of like ruins the whole appeal, though. Because on the right, you're thinking of like some jungle man. You're like, oh, this is a guy that fucking jerks off to fucking, you know, Brazzers.
The left, he looks like, you know, the left, he looks like...
Down there, he looks like a member of NSYNC.
Yeah, he does. He does. He's giving me, yeah.
I would still smash.
Yeah, for sure. Jason Momoa. For sure. Yeah, he's a good looking kid.
But I just need like one of these A-list women to just be like, oh, like Vinny from that weird show. And, you know, he's like kind of like he's cool. You know what I mean? Like, fuck all these A-list guys.
Yeah.
Like, Vinny's going to make me laugh. You know, Vinny's like he's a celebrity, but he's like down to earth because he's like from Staten Island. Well, you know, like I would love her to do that or Tyla to do it. I'd probably hate their guts because I'd be like, when are you going to clean my house?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, I'll hire a maid, you know?
I'm going to, I owe you for your helping me out in my life. I'm going to devote myself to making sure that we somehow get you laid by one of these chicks. Right now, this episode alone.
It's not about getting laid though. It's about, it's about like being with, like, you know, like falling in love and being with one of them, because I have a type and like, I'll get, and this has happened to me in my life. Like I'll get fucking ghosted by some kind of girl that looks like Tyla that lives in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
She has like 1,000 followers.
Yeah.
She'll just like you know, just not respond to my DM or like give me a one word response.
Yeah.
But then like if I'm ever on a set with a Tyla type figure for some fucking weird reason and I ended up on, I'm doing Wildin' Out and she's a guest on the show.
Yeah.
It's like they exchange numbers with me and they like me. You know what I mean? So it's either like I get nothing yeah. or the fucking ultimate person. It never really sticks, but it's been interesting to see that because they're just regular people too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Tyla is just a fucking regular
shorty,
you know, but she's like a goddess when you're looking at that video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mama Mia.
Well, I tell you, like you, after this episode, Pinky definitely is gonna, she's definitely going to reach out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's going to reach out.
I love how like I'm planting the seeds here publicly yeah. and the one feedback I'm going to get is Pinky.
100%.
Yeah, yeah. yeah and I would,
I think, yeah.
For the plot, you got to smash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to fucking, that's like a hall pass right there. Yeah. You know?
Sydney Sweeney, you brought her up for a second. She, and I was saying after the thirst trap, they're saying she's going to be in Spider-Man 4 and that she's going to be Black Cat. I don't know if you're familiar with that love triangle.
Were we talking about like Tom Holland Spider-Man?
Tom Holland Spider-Man.
See, we've talked about this before and I've gotten hate for it, but I hate the new Spider-Man things. I hate the new Marvel.
Wow.
Okay. All those things. Like there are some good movies. There's like a handful of good movies, which I can, you know, go through and pick out, but I wasn't feeling any of the Spider-Man. I mean, I do love Zendaya, but they're just like corny to me. They look like they're written by ChatGPT. But if you pull out some Sydney Sweeney, I'm watching.
Tom Holland, it's like a kid.
But there's gonna be no titties though.
It's
like a kid
movie. Black Cat. I mean, you're right. They're gonna Marvel's Disney's gonna zip that leather suit up. You ain't seeing the titties. Sorry.
Yeah.
But in the comic book, them Yiddies were out. She was swinging and the Yiddies were out and there was a little thing of milk and she's like a little cat getting a little milk and Yiddies about.
Yeah.
Tom Holland's a kid though. I need my boy Tobey Maguire to pull up, show
See, Tobey Maguire was a fucking great Spider-Man. What I always say is why does Spider-Man have an Iron Man suit? Because it takes away the whole purpose of having powers.
Wow, yeah.
The Iron Man suit can do anything.
Yeah.
It can go to fucking space.
Yeah.
So like I'm supposed to be impressed now that this guy could just like climb on a wall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but when you watch the Tobey Maguire one, it's like, all right, like he has these like certain little, you know, just like freakish powers from getting bit by a spider. Now he can stick to a wall and he has fucking webs coming out of his wrist and he's going to somehow take over the world like that. But it's not fair if fucking he is wearing a fucking Spider-Man suit.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, but he like still has his powers. I'm like, I can have those powers if I wore a Spider-Man suit. So the whole thing, the premise falls flat for me from the source.
Respect.
All right. Well, thanks for agreeing because people disagree.
No, I like your point.
I think we can, this has been a wild episode. I liked it though.
I'm sorry, Vinny.
I don't know how much we have to edit out of it, but hope you guys enjoyed it. I will, I think we're going to keep going like this. We'll hopefully Sienna freeze up and can come back and we can like just kick it and talk and shit and yeah, we'll see. I'm doing the show. I'm trying to, it has to grow, it has to evolve. Like when I first did it, I just wanted to start and see what would happen, and we did it and it's been great with having guests on and shit, but you know, these things can kind of like take different forms and stuff, like, and you never know where you're gonna end up. So just stay along for the journey with me and I hope you guys like it. Do you agree? You're a master podcaster.
I had a lot of fun. You made me feel really comfortable.
All right, this is getting gay again. This is getting, you know.
Fun to listen to. I had a blast, man. Thank you for having me, dude.
All right. Well, thank you guys. Thank you. Please like, subscribe, and follow. You can follow Mike Figgs at
Comic Mike Figgs.
Comic Mike Figgs. And you can follow me in the page. And we'll keep on asking for your fan questions as we go along. So thank you. Peace out. Love you. Bye. What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help. And hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.